the Buffalo City schools will be under construction.
The former Memphis City school leader is promising there will be changes ahead, but Cash admitted it will take some time.
We're going to give the community benchmarks to look at: graduation rate, third grade reading proficiency, pre-K entrance level of literacy and numeracy proficiency, and then post-secondary, not only entrance, but these are the two important ones that we need better data on, is persistence and then completion.
And we want to make sure that we do this right this time.
Minority board member Sharon Belton-Cotman wants to assure parents that Cash is fully prepared for the challenge.
That this time we need to make sure that we don't have six superintendents in 5 years.
But when Cash was asked about the often divided school board, he told reporters he has no worries over board politics. Majority board member Patty Bowers-Pierce is hoping for a clean slate with this new leadership.
From the minute he stepped foot into this town, I realized that he sees what the rest of us are beginning to see and what we've been yearning for in this town.
I think he said some very positive things about small class sizes, educating the whole child, not just teaching to the test.
Parents who attended also appeared pleased of the hiring of Cash. Larry Scott co-chairs the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization.
I think some of the reservations have to do with some of the funding that he's received through the Gates Foundation and how he used that to promote certain reforms. Also having the commissioner recommend him to be appointed superintendent to the board, I think that also made us very skeptical.
For now, Cash is declining one-on-one reporter interviews, but he says he will be doing a media tour during the first days of September. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.